Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 195 of CJ Evolution, closing in on episode 200. It'll be here very quickly. Patrick here, host and creator of the show. Whatever you were doing, wherever you were at, thank you for tuning in. Special thanks to all those brave men and women out there working in the criminal justice field, whatever you're doing, corrections, parole, probation, law enforcement, deputy, we appreciate it all. Thank you so much and keep up the fantastic work. I told you in last episode and the episode before that, we partnered up with Four Sigmatic, an amazing company. At Four Sigmatic, the mission is a simple one. Make the everyday magic of functional mushrooms more easily accessible to everybody. The company does this by incorporating functional mushrooms and superfoods into products you'll use in your everyday life, such as coffees, hot cocos, mocha, elixirs, and easy-to-mix blends. Now, you might be thinking, mushroom coffee, how does it taste? Well, I'm going to tell you it tastes amazing. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to the Four Sigmatic website. If you use the promo code CJEVO, you're going to get 15% off all the products you order. You know, folks, we all face problems both personally and professionally in our lives. Sometimes we need a coach, a mentor to get us past those issues or problems. That's where Kim Ades and her amazing team at Frame of Mind Coaching can help. If you head over to frameofmindcoaching.com, Kim Ades, again, and her team, they've successfully coached, you know, CEOs, CFOs, athletes. She is an amazing woman. She's been on the show before. I want to bring her on again. But head over to frameofmindcoaching.com and see what Kim Ades and our amazing team can do for you. On to the show. You know, we talk so much in the show with guests about leadership and the importance of leadership, especially in law enforcement, not just in law enforcement, but anything you're doing out there. But I want to talk a little bit about followership. Followership is just as important as leadership. And it's a pretty straightforward concept. It is the ability to take direction well, to get in line behind the organization or a person or a leadership team, to be part of a team, and to deliver on what is expected of you. It gets a bit of a bad rap. How well the followers follow is probably just as important to the success of an organization as how well the leaders lead. The label excellent follower can be a backhanded compliment, though. It is not a reputation you necessarily want if you're seeking, to climb up the corporate ladder or in an organization. There is something of a stigma to followership skills. That's a pity because the practical reality is that one does not reach progressively more responsibility in a leadership role in an organization without demonstrating an ability to follow and function effectively in a group. So I want to talk about good followership qualities. They have a number of qualities. First, judgment. Followers must take direction, but they have an underlying obligation to the enterprise or the organization to do so only when the direction is ethical or proper. The key is having the judgment to know the difference between a directive that your leader gives on how to proceed that you do not agree with and the directive that is truly wrong. No one disputes that good judgment is critical to being a good leader. It is just as important in the follower. Show enough good judgment as a follower and you usually end up getting a shot at becoming a leader. Something of an aside, but there is a line that I have always liked about judgment. Good judgment comes from experience. Experience comes from bad judgment. Number two, work ethic. Good followers are good workers. They are diligent, motivated, committed, pay attention to detail, and make the effort. Leaders have the responsibility to create an environment that permits these qualities, but regardless, it is the responsibility of the follower to be a good worker. There is no such thing as a bad worker who is a good follower. Number three, competence. The follower cannot follow properly unless competent at the task that is directed by the leader. It is the obligation of the leader to ensure that the followers are competent. Sometimes things go wrong because the follower is not competent at the task at hand. When this happens, leaders should blame themselves, not the follower. A sign of poor leadership is blaming followers for not having skills that they do not have. Fourth, honesty. The follower owes the leader an honest and forthright assessment of what the leader is trying to achieve and how. This is especially the case when the follower feels the leader's agenda is seriously flawed. Respect and politeness are important, but that said, it is not acceptable for followers to sit on their hands while the inept leader drives the proverbial bus over the cliff. Good leaders are grateful for constructive feedback from their team. Bad leaders do not welcome feedback, and here followers have to tread carefully. If the situation is serious enough, consideration should be given to going above the leader in question for guidance. Now be careful with that. Number five, courage. Followers need to be honest with those who lead them. They also need to be courage to be honest. It takes real courage to confront a leader about concerns with the leader's agenda, or worse, the leader himself or herself. It is not for naught that Churchill called courage the foremost of the virtues, for upon it all others depend. From time to time, it takes real courage to be a good follower. Number six, discretion. A favorite saying in World War II was, "Loose lips sink ships." Sports teams are fond of the expression, "What you hear, let it stay here." Followers owe their enterprises and leaders discretion. Talking about work matters inappropriately is at best unhelpful and more likely harmful. Discretion just means keeping your mouth shut. It should be easy, but many find it next to impossible. Bluntly, you cannot be a good follower and be indiscreet. Everybody who works at an enterprise or company has a duty of care. Indiscretion is not care, it is careless. Seventh, loyalty. Good followers respect their obligation to be loyal to their company or department. Loyalty to the company and its goals is particularly important where there are problems, interpersonal or otherwise, with a particular leader. Followers who are not loyal are inevitably a source of difficulty. They create problems between team members, other officers. They compromise the achievement of the goals. They waste everybody's time. They are a menace. Loyalty is not a synonym for lapdog. Rather, its essence is a strong allegiance and commitment to what the organization is trying to do. Followers should remember that their obligation is to the company or department, not a given leader at a given point of time. Eighth, ego management. Good followers have their egos under control. They are team players in the fullest sense of the concept. They have to have good interpersonal skills. Success for good followers relates to performance and goal achievement, not personal recognition and self-promotion. Sounds too good to be true, and it often is. It is difficult to but the best organizations tie advancement and reward to performance and goal achievement, as hard as they may have to be to do. Followership will always be in the shadow of leadership, but there are no leaders without followers, and ongoing success with weak followers will usually prove elusive. It is true that an organization is only good as its leaders. It is also as only as good as its followers. Who would not benefit from giving some thought to how they could be a good follower? Such thought may actually hasten your trip to the leadership position you actually want. Folks, I hope this has been beneficial. I am super jazzed to have some great guests coming up in the very near future. If you head over to my website, cjevolution.com, rate and review my podcast, you'll see, again, a link to Four Sigmatic. You'll see a link to Kim Adies and her amazing team at Frame of Mind Coaching. You're also going to see a link to iTunes. If you follow that link and rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it, folks. Until next time, please, everybody be safe.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.